The readings for today deal with fasting. Our Lord tells us that the disciples will fast after he's gone. They will fast, and the first reading talks about other kinds of fasting from not practicing charity. So there's a literal and figurative meaning of fasting, both of which we need to do as Christians. Fasting from food, from certain foods, or from food, from bread and fast on bread and water, whatever the church's fast, whatever we're inspired to do, according to our generosity to God. Fasting in regard to food and drink, but also fasting from sinful actions, especially sins against charity. And though they both need to be embraced, they both need to be practiced throughout our whole life, in particular during this Lenten season, we focus on this and we fine-tune it and sort of become more expert at the practice of fasting, which is a virtue. And it is practiced especially to curb our own will. We want to curb our will. That's the purpose of it, so that we can conquer our will and conquer our selfish desires, and that's the end of it. And fasting is not an easy thing to do, and especially if we're, you know, we have a plate of food in front of us and we want to eat less of it or eat certain kinds of food, it's not an easy thing. So we make it a little easier by making a resolution or a plan before we fast, and then we're set, our mind is set on what we're going to do, and that makes it easier to fast, and we shouldn't make that resolution, and that makes it easier. And also doing little things, it makes it easier too. We can do big or little things in fasting or sacrifices during Lent or outside of Lent as well. And the big things, of course, are more difficult and can be a little dangerous to our pride if we make some big sacrifice. We may not persevere in it. It may be too difficult in the end. We may lose interest in it because of the great fatigue involved. But the little things, we can do the little things. And either way, we're breaking our will. We're curbing our will. And that's the important thing, to curb our will and our desires and to be ready to do God's will. And so the little things we can all do. And that breaks our will. We can do more and more little things and make them bigger and bigger as God gives us the grace. And the other thought of fasting is that we offer up our sacrifices. Offering up makes it easier as well. When we do something unpleasant, if we know we're offering it up and benefiting someone else, benefiting our neighbor who's suffering, or our neighbors who are away from the faith, offering up. You can use that cliche to offer up, don't complain, but offer it up. But we need to take that to heart, and it really makes it easier to fast and to offer sacrifices to our Lord in that positive sense. We're really benefiting our neighbor, and we're consoling the heart of Jesus and pleasing God, who wants to use these sacrifices for the benefit of conversion of sinners. Let us embrace fasting, asking Our Lady to give us that grace to put it into practice all the days of our life and to persevere with it.